Log Talk Radio.
Praise God. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. I am here to talk to you about the political, I'm just going to say it, the political arena, politics, or whatever you want to call them. We can't tell anybody who to vote for. We can't walk up and preach a sermon and say you vote for Hillary Clinton or you vote for Donald Trump. But I want to tell you from as far as back as, say, Noah and his time, even with Cain and his seeds, amen, which wasn't really paid attention too much by God, and I don't blame God because of what Cain did. But after Noah's time and the division of the nations and Shem and Ham and Japheth, Noah's sons, and how they were divided off and they had established their own nation, well, they had a government. They had rules and regulations and laws that they were to follow in order to keep good standing with the people and order in the government itself in the nation. And so they went on and established what they had established, and throughout the areas as far as the division of the nations with the Babylonians, amen, praise God, Nimrod and all of those, and how they established their kingdom after God had divided them all up, amen, praise God, and confounded them with their language to keep them from trying to get up to heaven. And God didn't want them to be involved with his part of living. I'm just going to say it like it is. So he divided them up because of keeping them as far as humans are concerned. Well, the nations were divided up, and then eventually the Semitic nation, which we call the Syrians and various other people, amen, branched off from Babylon, and then Babylon was overtaken by the Persians and oh my God, so many other nations. And what they did, they went in and conquered those nations and overthrew their government. Well, throughout the ages, throughout the years, throughout the months and generations to come all the way up to now, in order for a government to function or to be destroyed, was they would go in and literally destroy that nation's government, the economy, the resources, everything about them, the army, all of it was included. And the people ended up being subject, or they would end up making allegiance to these nations in order to live and to serve them. And you notice how Solomon had made allegiance with all of these foreign nations, amen, in order to keep war from happening. Well, we still have seen that throughout the generations. I'm going to go back as far as the 18th century. You can go back even further than that, like I say. But one nation has to overthrow another nation in order to reign. Well, we are down now, amen, praise God, to electing a president. And this president must be from God in order to cause I'm going to say just like it is, America to survive a little bit longer. Because whatever we do in our voting, one vote can save a nation. One president that is appointed by God can save a nation. Now, like I said, I'm not going to go around and tell you who to vote for, but there, at this election time, you better be careful who you cast your ballots to. We look at history, and as far back as Roosevelt, and even further back then, in America, the nation itself always would adhere to the rich and the famous. They ruled everything. They had all the money. The Rockefellers, Roosevelt, all of them people back then were literally trying to come in with a world order that would be a benefit to the rich in case anything would happen. Warfall, destroy America, they could go to other places to live and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, this. But in order to keep America firm, they would make, what you say, allegiance, or America would always be supporting these nations, and the nations would eventually support them in order for them to advance and be protected. Because America was called a matrix, amen, we know that, amen, from what I've told you from years ago, amen, about the matrix and how 9/11 happened and how why they wanted to destroy the economy. Well, it was messed up, and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and all of those began to merge together at that time. And the matrix was really torn down, so each nation had to try to survive on its own. So now we have this election coming up, amen, and we're going to have to deal with situations that might not be pleasant to talk about or pleasant to deal with, but it's true. So like I said, back in Rockefeller time and Roosevelt time and all of those, they were trying to establish a nation that would be supported, if that could be a benefit to the rich. The poor was going to be poor always, and they didn't care about it, most of them. And so now that America has advanced in technology and all this kind of stuff, they still are the leading nations, but yet and still they're losing world power because of the sin that America has done. But now we got, amen, well, not only the Bushes, but like I said, back as far as Roosevelt and Rockefeller time, they were trying to bring in a different kind of world order that would benefit the rich people, those that could afford to survive even if the nation was destroyed. So they formed various associations or foundations, whatever you want to call them, that will be supported to them from generation to generation. That's the way they did back in the old and ancient times. They would do this here to support themselves, amen, and try to stay a nation a long time. And then, okay, then we hear George Bush, the father, and then the son, George Bush Jr., and then it wrapped around to Barack Obama, and they were trying to literally establish this new world order that had been talked about through the various presidents that came into office. They never could get it established. And so Barack's time is up, and because his time is up, in around 2013, it might have been earlier, the thought might have came, but around that time, amen, Hillary Clinton comes up with the Hillary Clinton Foundation, and she promised all those well-known countries, Middle East, and all of those well-known countries, amen, to join in with her and what she could do for them and support them because of the economy and the way people are living, and she could better their conditions, amen. And when war broke loose, amen, she would even be supportive in that. But also we had the Illuminati, the New World Order, the Illuminati, and then Hillary Clinton comes in with the Hillary Clinton Foundation, where all of these, the Arabs, all of these well-known people, praise God, rich nations, amen, gave into her foundations. Now, her determining whether she was going to be the next president or not, it might have been her thoughts, but it clearly shows us that she was establishing herself to hold a position in that essence to be the next president. Well, she has a track record, and it don't look good for what she has done. Amen. Praise God. And I'm not leaving Donald Trump out. He don't have a perfect track record either. But all the focus should be on this, the New World Order that really didn't come through like Barack Obama did, and the Illuminati, who is not really nothing but Satan. All of these are Satan dealing, and then Hillary Clinton with the Hillary Clinton Foundation. All of these are satanic governments that are trying to form in order to harm the poor, even though they said they're going to benefit the poor. It would be very little. But the Jewish nation is one of their targets. The Jews don't need to be, they're not going to support the Jews like they're supposed to, and God said we should always support, amen, praise God, Israel. So we need to be careful who we vote for, and we need to look at what's going on with all of these different donations and why they're giving and what's supporting them and what's the outcome going to be. If you don't vote, and I ain't telling you who to vote for, if you don't vote for the right person, you're going to make it hard for America, because America, amen, still is the matrix. Amen. Although she done lost and she's been weakened, she still is the matrix. Once she's weakened, then you can look for all nations to be weakened because it's up under satanic government. God bless.